This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Governor Chris Sununu signed a bill yesterday that decriminalizes possession of 3/4 of an ounce of marijuana or less. Instead of jail time, a person caught with a small amount of pot will now face up to $100 in fines for a first offense. The governor also signed a separate bill establishing a commission to study the possibility of marijuana legalization in the state. The commission includes representatives from state agencies, lawmakers, and the public. The nonprofit New Futures, which focuses on drug addiction prevention, also will have a voice on the commission. Here now to talk about the future of marijuana law in New Hampshire is the Vice President of Advocacy for New Futures, Kate Fry. Kate, thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we've been expecting for some time now that the governor would sign this decriminalization bill. What's your position on it?
So New Futures did not take a position on House Bill 640. In the past, we have opposed the decriminalization of marijuana bills like that. This past year, what we did was really work on with stakeholders about what we felt was really important principles to be in the legislation. And our focus really had to do with strong prevention and public health measures. And if those were included in the bill, then we would not oppose the legislation. And that's exactly what happened this year. We were fortunate that stakeholders who were working on the legislation included things that really include strong public health and prevention principles, such as a youth risk assessment for a child under 18 who's arrested with marijuana, or also making sure the fines go to prevention programs. So because those principles were in the legislation, we did not oppose it.
Right. The bill aims to keep teens from using pot. In response to some folks like yourself who say decriminalization encourages teen use.
Right. Exactly. When you use terms like decriminalization or when marijuana becomes more accessible like it has over the years, the perception or the risk of a harm really decreases and the youth use increases. And so that was our major concern.
One thing about that, do you object to the use of the word decriminalization?
I mean, I think we prefer the term marijuana policy reform, because when you hear decriminalization, there's a perception that it means it's okay to use.
There is some disagreement about whether or not the use of words like that or the actual decriminalization or reform, whatever you want to call it, actually does encourage the use of pot. In fact, there have been some studies that say it has no effect at all. But you dispute those studies that say there is no effect.
I disagree with that. Yeah, there's been some strong studies out of things like monitoring the future that definitely shows a direct correlation of, the perception of harm decreasing and the youth access increasing.
The decriminalization bill, of course, was one bill. The other bill was the one to establish the study commission of which you are a part. What kind of information will you be looking for as part of this commission?
My understanding, it'll look closely at things like experiences in other states and things like whether or not there really is substantial amount of revenue that comes from legalization. We haven't really seen that in other states. It'll always also look at kind of the public health aspects. That's at least what we hope they look at.
Critics have pointed out that most members of this commission are known opponents of legalization, and because of that, the commission's work may be biased. What is your response to that criticism?
We did not take a position on that study commission. I can't really speak to the membership. I haven't looked at it very closely. My experience with study commissions, though, is that even if there are certain organizations not on the study commission, they can certainly come in and testify, and that information will be relayed to the study committee.
From a policy perspective, what do you think of the decision of some other states to legalize the drug but then give individual towns the choice on whether to host retail marijuana shops?
You know, I think that is a really interesting perspective that the study committee or policymakers have to look at. You know, I think this issue of legalization has come off in a very one-dimensional way when people are asked through polls whether they agree with collecting revenue from legalization of marijuana. But the issue is much more dimensional, and you just raised one, is that, you know, states like Colorado, for the most part, 70% of towns in Colorado don't allow it. And so what ends up happening is the communities that do allow it are already communities that have issues socioeconomically, and it's actually putting more of a strain on some of those communities. So, you know, although some people say, yes, you know, let's legalize marijuana, there's also a feeling of, well, I don't want it in my backyard, and that causes other issues.
I mean, there are also two sides to that as well. I mean, my reading on what's been happening in Colorado is that some towns actually do enjoy the benefits of not just the sales tax from the state, but also a local tax on retail sales.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then there are other states who have really struggled with it, such as Puebla, Colorado, who had tried to get it reversed. So I think it's different experiences. And there's actually been some data that has shown an increase in arrests among Black and Latino youth, which is exactly what proponents of legalization said would not happen.
Do you think marijuana legalization is inevitable?
In New Hampshire or in general?
In New Hampshire.
I believe that New Hampshire has a really unique opportunity to wait and see what happens in other states. Like any public health experiment, you see the outcomes 20, 30 years down the line. And so in terms of that, legalization is somewhat of a very new public health experiment. We have a lot of concerns about what we're seeing already out of states that have legalized. So I don't think it's inevitable. I think that New Hampshire has the opportunity to really look into all aspects of it, the commercialization that legalization brings, the issues with that, the public health issues, the issues with criminal issues such as drug driving. So I don't think it's inevitable. I think that New Hampshire citizens will be concerned about the quality of life that they have now and want to maintain that.
Kate Fry is Vice President of Advocacy for New Futures, a New Hampshire nonprofit. Thank you very much, Kate.
Thank you. Have a great day.